Jen Miller wasn't always a runner. In fact, she detested running as a kid. But there was this guy back in high school.
He was a spectacular athlete in another sport, but wanted to get in better shape. And so he said, I'm going to join the cross country team. I'm like, why? And he would just go and do this weird thing. And I'd be like, okay, bye.
That childhood infatuation ended when both of them went to college. And Jen was still no runner. Years later,
I was the editor of a local magazine at the time, and I would have to go to a lot of events for that.
And at one event, she met a guy named Steven.
We just kept running into each other. He was significantly older than me. He was just, you know, this gorgeous person, and I was this 23-year-old. And, you know, we got closer and we became really good friends, and I learned that his father was an alcoholic and that he himself had said he had had issues with it, but he had it under control sort of thing. Or, you know, he never drank in front of me. And he just was like acting like the big brother to me. And one night I was out in Old City, Philadelphia, and I had a cell phone finally. And he called and said, I fell off the wagon. Where are you? And that sort of led into this terrible sort of on again, off again relationship that was, you know, looking back on it now, I would tell any of my friends to run as far away as you possibly can.
Steven pressured Jen into working out, getting fit. It was an unhealthy kind of pressure, shaping her body into the one he wanted her to have.
So when I got a magazine assignment to run my first 5K, I thought this was this really great thing I could do, like it's something that we shared. And maybe it would get me to be in better shape, because it was always about being in better shape. I mean, there's
to him, it was always about
It was one thing for him, but he would like compare me to other women.
Partly because she wanted to win those comparisons, and partly because she wanted a bit of a challenge, Jen trained for and ran her first 5K for that magazine assignment.
I pitched the magazine story because it was fitness challenges. Like, I'm going to go do this crazy fitness thing. And at the time, online running coaches weren't a thing. I mean, they were a thing, but they were brand new. So I pitched the story as, I hate running. I'm going to run, but I'm going to do it within this newfangled online running coach way. And they bought it.
And if I remember right, your final time in that 5K, when you brought it back to the magazine, it was 22:12, which they said was actually too fast. They didn't want you to publicize that.
Right. 22:12 for an amateur runner. It's not bad. I mean, it was fast enough that I won third in my age group, and I got a mug for it and a gift certificate to a place called Macho Taco that no longer exists.
But the taco costs like more than the gift certificate, right?
The taco costs $1 more than the gift certificate. It was a total ploy. But that's fine.
At the same time Jen was having her first success at running, her dysfunctional relationship with Steven ended. It was a good time for running to serve as therapy.
I had learned about the Ocean Drive 10-miler. And it was a race that started in front of my favorite hotel and ended on the boardwalk in Wildwood. And it was 10 miles long. And I'm like, that's it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
And so you started to train for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that training like?
It was not those short, fast runs or just short runs. I mean, I was spending like 30, 40, 50 minutes, an hour with myself. And then it just, you know, it became what I run for now, which is sort of this brain clearing. Where you just, your brain blanks out, and sometimes it keeps blanking out and you think of really stupid stuff, or it helps you solve problems that you were trying not to think about directly, or things that you couldn't solve by bashing your head against the wall. It just sort of pops out.
After that, she met another guy, Jason.
He was used to running shorter distances, had never run a long distance race, and asked me if I wanted to run with him one day. And instead, I asked him to an LL Cool J concert.
You guys ran together, I mean, through a lot of that relationship, right?
We did. We would run together. Sometimes he would run more after and run very, 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 very fast. but generally, we would do like our weekend-long runs together.
Okay. And how did running feel to you?
Running had started to become something that was part of my life. I got used to it, and I thought, 10 miles, that's far enough. 10 miles is far enough. And I had been finding the more that I raced and the more that I ran in groups that I was faster than a lot of people. I wasn't fast, but I thought maybe I could be one of those faster runners at every race sort of thing.
10 miles wasn't enough. Jen went on to run 5 marathons. She's running her next one at the beginning of May. Though the relationships that marked her progression through the sport have fallen away, Jen's relationship with running is still alive and well.
I hope to be able to run until the day I die.
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.